Your healing has everything to do with your relationship with yourself. I think many of you are expecting to find healing in the places that broke you, as in the people of your past, the people who you are on good terms with, the people who, you know, didn't meet your expectation of them. It could be your family, it could be your parents, it could be a friend, it could be a relationship, it could be so many different things. And we automatically assume, and I'm saying we as in my past, so we automatically assume that, hey, if I get an answer to this, if I can get this out of them, if I could get them to view me in this specific perspective or whatever, then I'll be healed. Or I need all this closure, I need all this clarity, because if I don't know the exact reason behind why they made the decision that they made, why they decided that I wasn't good enough, why they didn't want me in their life, then it'll leave me questioning myself as a person, and that won't allow me to heal. But I think it's the fact that they have that power, that they have that ability to make you question who you are as a person, is exactly why you shouldn't go back. Because I think when we go back to the places that broke us, and first off, you're not broken, you just feel broken. But that doesn't mean you're not capable of picking up your own pieces and getting your life back together. And so I want you to know that first and foremost, you have the power to put your life back together, and it's not in somebody else's hands. But I think when we do go back to the people of our past, assuming that if we get clarity, if we get closure, if we get an understanding, if we just know why, or if we could just fix it, then we'll be able to heal, or then we'll be able to move forward. I think that in itself shows that that's the reason why we shouldn't go back, because that they have that power over us to make us question who we are. And real healing is done in our relationship built with ourselves, in our relationship built to understand ourselves, to really not need life to turn out a certain way, not need a person to love us in a specific way, not need a person to treat us some type of way, not need a person's validation or to tell us that they're proud of us, whatever it might be. Not needing that from them in order to feel secure, not needing that from them in order to feel safe, not needing that from them in order to feel good about who we are. I think healing is one of those things where you have to learn to provide to yourself what you're looking for out of others. So whether it's validation, whether it's you allowing, whether it could really be a flawed perception of how you even calculate certain things and why you even question yourself. Because sometimes we automatically assume, oh, I need these people's approval, I need these people to view me in a certain way. Or we're just attached to receiving something, receiving love from a particular person, and we just haven't learned to be okay without it. Because some of you guys is going to be relationships, and some of you guys is going to be your relationship with your parents, to where you almost got to understand that I'm okay without them. It might be something I want, but it's not something I need in order to be okay. Because I think real healing and just being at true peace and true freedom is finding a way to be okay with whatever happens around you, especially the things that are out of your control. Because there's so many people in general just aren't in our control. And I know for myself, I didn't want to be in a place where people had the power over me to put me in a depressive state or to break me as a person. And so I said, I need to develop a relationship with myself. I need to detach from certain outcomes. I need to detach from how people view me. I need to detach from, you know, always needing things to go the way I want them to go. Always, you know, maybe comparing my life and seeing what other people have and, you know, getting attached to receiving that very thing, thinking that'll make me happy, thinking that'll make me fulfilled. I think that in itself is why you need to build a relationship with yourself to say, how can I provide myself with my own happiness? How can I be good on my own? How can I build myself into somebody that I'm actually proud to be, where I don't need a specific result, where I don't need a specific person's acceptance in order to feel that fulfillment, in order to actually feel confident or good about who I am? Because I know many of y'all in this loop where it's like you're constantly going back to people. You're constantly, it's almost like you have unlimited test corrections. It's almost like you're turning in a test and you keep saying you're failing. And it's like, dang, you get the test back and you keep trying to make all these corrections. And it's like all you're doing is constantly changing who you are in order to figure out who you need to be in order to gain their acceptance. But it's like, it almost seems like it's never good enough. And in the process of trying to make all these corrections, you're also having to beg for them. You're having to try and prove yourself all the time. And it's putting you in this chaotic state where it's like, dang, I got to constantly stand out. I got to constantly do this. I got to constantly do that. I got to constantly, you know, try and get their attention, try and get their approval. And it just makes life stressful. But when it's like, dang, I understand I have my own tests. Like, dang near, I am the answer to my validation. I am the answer to my fulfillment. I am the answer to my happiness with how I choose to live my life, with how, with who I built myself into, with the relationship I built with myself, with the validation I choose to give to myself. And so when that's in your control, then you can detach from needing certain things from other people in order to be okay. And honestly, I will argue that, hey, even if you do still want clarity, you do still want closure as to why people did certain things to you, why people made certain decisions towards you. You know, when you've built that connection or relationship with yourself to where you aren't questioning who they are because of not having the clarity from them, then you can return to that relationship. You can return to that conversation or whatever and seek out the clarity or the closure that you want to just know, just to know. But then if you don't get it, again, it doesn't break you and it doesn't make you feel like your life is completely falling apart. Like I said, I've been in relationships with people where I still don't even fully understand why they turned out in the way that they turned out. But I also understand that just because I didn't have that closure, I don't have that understanding, that doesn't mean I need that conversation in order to understand, you know, I got to be okay without it, or I got to heal myself, or I got to be able to move forward in life and be okay with never getting that understanding. Because I got to a place where I was like, hey, it doesn't define anything about me. And I can do my own reflection. I can, you know, use the tools or use the, you know, use what I know to, you know, just build myself into a better person. Because there's certain things where it's like, okay, I can reflect and I can see how, you know, I could have made a better decision here. I could have done this differently. But even just the self-awareness, because I know from my first kind of big setback in life where I hit rock bottom, I saw myself questioning a lot of things. You know, am I lovable? Am I good enough? What did I do? Constantly questioning why. And I had to come to peace with those things, come to acceptance. I don't need a why. I just need to see that they made a decision. And that has to be my understanding. And I'm not guaranteed to get anything more. And I got to be okay with never getting anything more. I see, hey, I'm falling out of love with myself. I'm seeing that, you know, just because they left my life, I feel some type of way about me now. Or I'm questioning who I am. So I need to learn to accept who I am so that, you know, whether other people decide to love me or not, I always love me. And it's not like causing this conflict internally to make me feel like I got to change or make me feel like I got to do something more or make me feel like I'm on the wrong type of person or something like that. Like, I learned to accept me for me. And I learned to understand, like, hey, not everybody going to like me. Not everybody is for me. Not everybody is entitled to communicating with me. Not everybody is entitled to reciprocating the love in which I give out. And it was like, I got to a place where it was like, I'm me because that's the person I want to be, and other people aren't going to change me into somebody that I'm not. You know, regardless of if they reject me or accept me, I'm not going to allow them to change me into somebody that's just not me, because I'm not here on this earth to try and prove myself to people when God has already approved me. God's already approved of the person he's built you into, the gifts that he's given you, whatever. He's already approved of you being that person. So why are you looking for the approval of other people who really in the end don't matter? Because in the end, your relationship with God is all that matters, because that's what's going to get you to heaven. That's what's going to allow you to find true peace. That's what's going to allow you to be truly free in life. Your relationship, your fullness, not needing external things in order to be good or be okay. It's like when everything's centered with you, your relationship with God, and you know, not needing external things or for life to turn out a certain way in order for you to be at peace or be happy in life, that's when you'll notice true freedom, because everything that happens around you won't make you question who you are, won't make you change, won't make you feel like you have to like live life in a certain way in order to heal yourself. Because you could argue that even going back to the people of your past, all it does is bring out your exact problems. Like, all it does is bring out the fact that you need their validation. All it does is bring out the fact that you need their love in order to give yourself love. All it does is bring out the fact that you've been living your life and trying to change who you are in order to be the person that they want you to be, in order to make them feel proud about who you are, in order for them to accept you, in order for them to treat you in a type of way. And so, if anything, returning to your past and thinking that it can heal you really just puts you in a place where you're really just giving more energy and more fire to the problem that's already at hand, because you never learned how to solve it on your own. And so, no, your past can't heal you. You have to heal you. And so stop thinking that, you know, this relationship or getting this from this person is what's going to bring you happiness. It's the fact that you needing that is what you need in order to be happy, because you haven't learned to be happy on your own. And so once you can solve that problem of how can I provide this to me? How can I give myself that love? How can I give myself that validation? How can I understand that I'm enough regardless of if other people see me as enough? How can I understand my value even when people decide to miss out on it or overlook it or don't notice it at all? How do I understand, like, you know, I don't need certain things? How do I learn to be happy on my own to where I can be alone, I can develop a relationship with myself that I'm still enjoying life regardless of if people are in or out of my life or doing or meeting my expectation of them? But, you know, I do love and appreciate you guys as always. Be sure to sign up for the Letting Go to Grow community down in the description, as well as join the Discord. And I do want to say that hoodies are 25% off on the website, willkeepitreal.com, for Easter. So come Monday at 3 a.m. Eastern time, they will be off sale. So right now you could get them for 25% off. And this is the last time I'm selling them. So once they're all sold out, I'm never making those designs again. I'll put a picture of them up on the screen. But, you know, I love and appreciate y'all as always. Be sure to like, comment, subscribe, turn on post notifications. Catch you guys in the next video. Peace.